This is Janet.
Hey, Janet.
So I think this is getting, I don't know, it's more than one thing that we're that's being discussed now. The original motion is to provide the committee, you know, we want the IED to provide this committee with an update on the audit. And what I'm hearing now is, in addition to that, somebody wants to have the PNB do something to get the information.
Sasha, point of information.
I would kind of want to stick with the audit committee right now, and maybe a separate motion for asking the PNB to do something.
Okay. If nobody objects, I'd like to say something now in front of Sasha. I'd like to jump in.
William, I cannot hear you very well. Can you put your mouth toward the mic?
I'm sorry. I'd like to speak now if nobody objects. It wasn't on the stack, but I like what has been written already by Sasha and Janet, and I don't think we need to do more micromanaging. We just ask for what we want, and they do it. I think it's fine the way it is. As in Janet's email, which includes, she has Sasha's email below. So we've got Sasha's motion, and then just add what Janet said, that I would go for that. No micromanaging about how they do this and send us copies. Just ask for the information we want, get it. Sasha.
Yeah, I was just going to ask whether the PNB has to be involved. I sort of assumed it always is, no matter what. But if it doesn't have to be involved, let's keep them out of it.
Yeah, let's keep them out. We've been communicating with the auditor and with the IED directly. Separately, but directly each of them.
Sounds
so
good.
This is fine. Any further discussion? And does anybody agree with me that we could just keep what Sasha and Janet wrote? No agreement. Any objections?
Yeah, Nancy. Yes, Nancy. I thought the group wanted to put like time, not hurry up, but something, you know, polite, like due to the time sensitive situation.
Yeah, no, it's in Janet's amendment. And that the IED send the update to the audit committee as soon as possible, but not later than April 3rd, the next committee meeting date. So I think that covers it. And if he can get the information and wants to get the information, he'll send it to us soon. Otherwise, we'll wait till April. But we'll see what happens. Okay, so I'm going to make a motion to these two pieces of motion from Sasha and Janet. Just put Janet's right at the end of Sasha's.
Chair, point of order. Janet.
Okay. Go ahead.
So I think you, the chair, wouldn't make a motion about this.
Yeah,
there's a motion, and there's an amendment to the motion. The body should just vote on the amendment first, and then the motion as amended.
The chair can make a motion, but you're suggesting that's not a great idea right now. Okay, let's do it that way. Any objection to Janet's amendment that I just read, adding her one-liner to Sasha's motion? Hearing no objection, Sasha's motion is amended. Now the total motion would read, anybody needed read? It was Sasha's motion.
Please, for the record.
Okay. Sasha's motion as now as amended with Janet's is request that the IED give the audit committee an update on whether all seven Pacifica units have their paperwork complete for the 2015 audit by unit. In addition, if any units are not ready, what, if any, completion date have they been given? Also, can the IED advise the audit committee when he thinks the audit can begin? And now we're adding Janet's. And that the IED send the update to the audit committee as soon as possible, but not later than April 3rd, the next committee meeting date. Any objection to that motion as amended?
Janet, I have a question.
Okay. Discussion. Go ahead.
No, question.
Question. Okay. Point of information.
My question is that assuming this passes, this motion has to be sent to the IED, and I'm assuming you, William, will send it.
Yes, I would send it and send everybody a copy.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, any objection to the motion as amended? Hearing none, the motion as amended, which was just read, is approved. Hooray, thank you. Moving along. I'm talking about the time, not the content. let's see. Now, our next item. Let's see, discussion. Next item, 8-0 business A, management deficiency letter. Come on, let's see the blank. Come on back. Management deficiency letter from auditor. And as I sent you what the auditor said to me,
all right.
Have not heard back from management yet. But
I'm sorry. Could you say that again? You have or you have not heard from? I couldn't hear.
I forwarded to the committee the email from the auditor where he says he previously told us that he had sent the management letter to management, I mean the deficiencies letter as he's calling it, to management, and he hasn't gotten anything back yet. So there's no progress made there. Okay. Any further discussion on that? Okay. Then we move on to 8B is discussed a RFP for future auditors at the request for proposal. Yeah, I think we ought to do something. Any discussion on this, on creating an RFP? No, okay.
Janet, go ahead. Well, the motion that we approved earlier in the meeting sort of covers that.
I'm not talking about 2015. I'm talking about the future, anything that happens, 2015, 16, 17, next time we need an auditor, whenever it is. We have to go through whatever they did. Maybe was it 3 years ago? I wasn't on the committee when they did it, I don't think. To send out a request for proposal to the various, we have to figure out who, companies, or perhaps go back to whatever we did three years ago, and see if there's any people, any other companies that we might want to just ask again if they'd be interested. But we have to start some kind of process for the future. We can't just sit back and wait.
Okay.
Sasha for the stack.
Go ahead, Sasha.
Well, that certainly sounds like a reasonable idea to me. I don't know that we have problems with our particular auditors. I mean, they've been very tolerant of us. But it might be a good idea to, you know, find out if there's anyone else out there who is also excellent and who might be cheaper, for example.
Okay. Thank you. Any...
Nancy on the set.
Okay,
thank you.
Nancy, go ahead.
I remember we interviewed around three different companies, and we liked the smaller ones, really smart. We liked them, but they were more expensive. And Armanino is a very big company, and they had the least, the cheapest, inexpensive price. Okay, and I don't know how to say cheaper price. So we went with Armanino. And I cannot remember how we did the RPF. I think some people just threw in names too, but we have to do it in a public way so anybody can read it and put their hat in the ring.
Yes, I agree that if we're going to send out a request for proposal, that's what we do. But if you
I have one more thing to add.
If you have documentation from the last time,
yes.
If people think this is at all reasonable, if members of this committee think it's at all reasonable, we could find out what those companies were and just ask them if they're still available or if they're still interested.
Nancy on the stick, can I say one more thing?
Sure.
We had one auditor 10 years straight, Ross Wisdom. And we had no problems with him, not that I know of. And we changed auditors because we thought it's not good to keep the same auditor year after year after year. But we had no complaints with him. So I just want to put that in. So we've only had Armanino, 3 years? I can't remember.
I think 13, it's actually 14. Only two. I think it's only two.
13, 14. Yes, so they're going to do 15 for sure. We've already decided, so that's 3 years, and it's really... So anyway, I just want to put that out.
Yeah, and the practice, I understand, is that these companies that we should, and the companies might even feel like they should only do it, the CPAs, do it only for 3 to 5 years. So we need to be ready in case they turn around and don't want to do it. So, Nancy, do you actually have the paperwork from, or could you look and see in that this minute?
Oh, yes. I think Fred Blair was chair of Fred Blair of KPFK, and he was chair, and he was sending us all those applicants. I'll try to find it, and it's way in my emails.
Okay. So
I think Wesley on there. Yeah.
Say again?
I think Wesley Bittin was on the committee at that time, too. That's all right. Anyway, I'm finished. I'll try to find it.
So it would this is a beginning for considering RFPs for future auditors. So can we decide that we'll see if Nancy, for the next meeting, if Nancy can find all these things, and or at least a summary of who the people, the other companies were that were not selected, you know, other than Armanino, who they were, so we could go ahead and ask them if they're available, and or if she wants to send us a lot of information, that's great. But I suggest that we let Nancy, since she's still on the committee, try to find that. Forward it to us, and then next meeting we get a little deeper into the future auditors.
I have a question.
Sure.
I think we're supposed to publish that we're looking for an auditor, so you're doing fair.
Well, no, that's if. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I mean, vendors. And you're not. Yeah, anyway, I think we're supposed to do it in a public way, but I don't remember that part of it. It just seems that way. You're supposed to do like that.
Well, I'm sure if you're sending out a new request for proposals, it would all be public. What I'm suggesting is, and maybe somebody knows of a nuance that I'm not aware of, I'm suggesting we just go back and look at the last one and see who's next. Rather than going through the whole process again. We're not going out and asking secret people if they want it, secret companies, undisclosed companies, whether they want to do it. These are people we've spoken with in the Pacifica has spoken with in the past, and we're just getting back in touch with them.
This is Grace. Can I be on the stack?
Sure.
This is Dorothy. Can I make a funny? I think Price Waterhouse is working cheap.
I thought that was funny. Nobody else laughed. She was. Actually, if somebody knows somebody at Price Waterhouse, that might not be a bad idea. But that would have to be like the open process that Nancy was saying we'd have to go through. And now, Grace, you want to be on a stack?
Yes. My opinion is that since the search in the past only got us auditors who are more expensive than Armanino, I think sometime in the next few months we should send out an RFP for audit firms for the 2016 audit, because it's a good idea to switch auditors every few years anyway. And I think we should have more choice of audit firms to look at. I don't think we should just go to the old firms. I think we should start a new process of interviewing and other audit firms for the 2016 audit.
Okay, so let's see. If Nancy Sabaranatomi, you there?
Yes, I am.
Do you think your information that you may find would include the actual request for proposal that went out, the wording?
Yes, I'm pretty sure. And if I can't find them, I'm sure Fred or some of the other people that were on that committee that year. I'm just going back to look at them. All right, I will research anyway.
Okay.
Nancy Sorden, request for information.
Go ahead, Nancy Sorden.
Somewhere recently, people have been mentioning the option, I don't know if this is a viable option or not, that's what I'm asking, of having both the 2015 and the 2016 audit done at the same time. I don't know if they would be done in parallel, or I don't know how that would happen, because I would think that the 2015 would have to be completed to have a baseline to do the 2016, but I think the suggestion was made in order to try and get the 2016 completed as soon as possible to try for the CPB money this year. So does anybody know if that's a viable option, or, I mean, is it, you know, or has that ever been, is that something an auditor does, or, you know, I'm totally naive about that, but I would think there would be concern about the baseline for 2016.
This is Grace. I can speak to that.
Okay, Grace.
All right. I spoke to Sam a few weeks ago. It would really delay the beginning of the 2015 audit, and to do the both audits together, it's really not possible. So we need to get the 2015 prep done first, and then that audit started while we're prepping for the 2016. So having one audit firm doing both at the same time is really not feasible, because we haven't done the prep work necessary to do two years at the same time. So the best thing is to have Armanino 2015, and if we wish to switch auditors, do that for the 2016 audit. And by that time, the 2017 audit will be due.
Well, hopefully we're going to get a miracle like Sam promised us last year, that we'd be done in a few months, and never happened. Okay.
This is Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
From KPSD.
I can't remember for sure, but it seemed like they got the 2013 done really quick once they started. It was like maybe 3 or 4 months, but I don't remember exactly. But I thought it was going to be a whole lot longer, but no. Once they got the materials, but the other, you know, the late part is like I was saying before. If you don't get the materials or piecemeal, then it gets long. I'm just hoping,
right,
and I hope everybody will use their mind power that they get both these audits done before this year.
Yeah, but the, yes, agreed. But the, I agree in generally with what Grace said, maybe for different reasons, but I agree that we do one, you can only do one at a time. You really can't do both at the same time. And my opinion is that I've been a corporate accountant, not a CPA, but, and I know a few CPAs, and they would never take a 2-year deal, especially not with an organization that may or may not be around too long. I hope we are, thank you. But we need some help. And so I don't think any CPA firm would agree with a 2-year deal. So that's for Nancy Sorden. That's my opinion.
Thank
I
you.
Agree with Grace.
Thank you, everybody, for this. Yeah, for your opinion on this. It makes a lot of sense.
Okay, thank you. And now that was our discussion. I think I'm hoping finishing up this discussion
this is,
on RFP, and that Nancy Sabarin-Aratomi will send us whatever details she has from, maybe not every detail, send us some things, including one of the actual RFP and the company names from the last time it was done when she was still on the committee. And then that next meeting, we'll pick up on this and decide what way we're going. Well, are we going to do a new RFP,
okay,
or are we just...
This is Grace. This is Grace.
Yes, Grace.
I have a motion that I'd like to propose now.
Okay.
I just sent it to everybody, and it states... I'll read it as soon as I can get it. Okay. Let me get it. Sorry. I'm having trouble getting to my sent box. Okay, it is that by no later than May 2017, a request for proposals be sent out to audit firms to get proposals for future 2016 and 2017 audits.
And discussion?
This is Nancy on KPFT.
Yes.
I think I would like that instead of May, no later than the end of April.
But I actually think both, this is William, I actually think both are a little optimistic. The next time we meet is April, so the chances of us having something done by the end of April is next to none. And even May, we may be getting close, because I'm sure people are going to have ideas about changing the RFP and who to, and then we have to do research on who we might be sending it to. So I'm not against the motion, but I don't know if May is realistic. I mean, we make that a target, but I don't know if we'll get there. Any other discussion?
This is Grace. We can't put out an RFP. I mean, you know, it just because the 2015 audit may not be completed doesn't mean we can't put out an RFP. We should put out an RFP.
It's nothing to do with whether any audit is completed or not. It's just, it's going to take time, I think, and that knowing all the people I don't know all the people in Pacifica, but knowing Pacifica and this committee, we're going to have, if Nancy finds this and sends us the last RFP, there'll be people that want to change this, want to change that, and then we have to research that, like somebody said, that we don't want to just go back to the old ones that were more expensive, even though somebody said Ross Wisdom was cheaper. I don't know if he was in the last one or not.
Nancy on the staff.
Janice
for the staff.
We're going to have to put together the RFP itself. I'm sure people are going to want changes. If they don't, I'd be pleasantly surprised. And then we have to do some digging to see who's what kind of CPA firms we want to send it to. What particular CPA firms we want to send it to. Are we going to end
Nancy
up sending
Ford
it to
the staff?
Okay, my concern would be that we're going to end up sending it out to the same X number, however many it was last time, and then friends of two board members or something. We need to do research. We don't need to just send it out to the same people or somebody's friends. So I don't think it'll be done by May. But, okay, now we had three people. Nancy Sorden was last. Who were the first two for the stack?
Nancy Sabar and Adi Tomy.
And who was somebody
else? I withdraw.
Okay, so we got two Nancys, Nancy Sabar and Aritomi.
Okay, I just want to tell you, I just found it. It was October of 2012, and it's five different companies and a spreadsheet. So I'll be trying to figure out how to give everybody this stuff. I don't know if I can do it on the call, but maybe by tonight.
No, when you get later tonight or tomorrow, it's not urgent. We're not going to try to decide anything tonight. But did you also see the actual RFP that was distributed?
No, I'm looking for that. I can't find it.
Okay.
I can see the, yeah.
Okay. If you can't find it, maybe you could ask Wesley
or
Ken Lee or Fred. Yeah, somebody try to get it. That'd be great. And Nancy Sorden.
I recommend an amendment to Grace's motion that we instead of sending out the RFP, we actually review the RFP by a certain date, as a first step before we actually send out the RFP. So we make sure that it has all the steps and criteria that we want in it. I think putting out the motion for, to send out the RFP, before we actually have a chance to look at it. And, also we would, her motion doesn't specify who would do it. And anyways, I think it's just jumping ahead a little too quickly. But, we do need to move quickly, but maybe we can, review the RFP in April and then be ready to send it out after we approve it.
Okay. I'm looking at the Grace's motion, trying to figure out what words to tweak in there to get it your way, and that would be an amendment, I guess. Let's see. Any suggestions or any other comment at this point? Discussion.
I apologize for that general recommendation to amend, but I'm not able to at the computer to again. But
let me read it. Even if Grace read it already, I'm not sure if she did. I think she did. Let me read it again. It's resolved that by no later than May 2017, a request for proposals be sent out to audit firms to get proposals for future 2016 and 2017 in parentheses audits. Nancy Sorden is saying that by no later than May, we should have the request for proposals ready to be sent out.
That by April, the audit committee will review the RFP.
Well, we'll have the material to review at the April meeting.
Yeah.
And you may send it to us sooner, and then maybe we could review it before, but we have to discuss it certainly at the April meeting and then finalize perhaps.
We're time, by the way.
Say again?
We're at time.
We're at time. Anybody wish to extend?
Sasha.
Sasha, how much time would you like to extend for?
How about 5 minutes? And I'd also like to get on the stack.
Okay. Any objections to extending this item 5 minutes?
Oh, listen, Nancy, I think 5 minutes is too short. Can we extend for at least 10?
Okay, let me ask. I'll ask for 10 minutes, and if that fails, we'll go back to 5 minutes. Any objection to extending for 10 minutes? Hearing no objection, we're extended for 10 minutes.
And Sasha,
and
for the stack.
Sasha wants to be on the stack. Go ahead, Sasha.
I wish I could make some suggestions that would unravel the timeline, but it seems to me that we don't really know right now whether Nancy is going to be able to find the request. So, you know, it's kind of, we might have to be writing one from scratch, and we have to do research on what audit firms to send this to, and we probably need to have a few people willing to work together and do that, I mean, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't know how we can, I'm not too sure how we can do this by the April meeting. We're going to send out, going to have a request for a proposal approved when we don't even know if we have a copy of one. And I have certainly never seen, let alone written, a request for a proposal. So, you know, and I think that's probably true for most people on this committee. So, you know, I think the point is, and this is a resolution for ourselves. I mean, we're not sending this to anyone. This is a timeline that we're establishing for ourselves, as I understand it. So do we really have a resolution for that? Or do we want to sort of have, I mean, it would seem to me that we should aim for June being when we send out a request for proposal, which gives us April, May, and June to do things. And I think only in April will we know exactly what information we need to find out for ourselves.
William, anybody else want to speak?
Request for information, Nancy Thornton.
Okay, Nancy, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I wanted clarification from what Sasha just said. She was saying she recommended what Grace's motion's date be in June rather than May. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I guess I'm just saying that if Nancy does not find the request for the proposal, in April we're going to be starting from scratch. I don't see how we can have a request for proposal ready to go, since I don't think any of us have ever written one. I certainly don't have even seen one. So, you know, for an audit. So, I mean, it seems to me that in April we will know where we're at. We either have these materials in hand that we can start working off of, or we don't. Maybe in April we'll appoint a few people to work on the request for proposal if we think it needs to be reworked, if we have one, or to do research on how to write one and get it going. I mean, you know, and then we have to get some people willing to do research on audit firms that we might add to the list that we would send this to. So, yes, I mean, I want this going out as quickly as possible, but I suspect the audit firms will respond quickly. I mean, I would if I was an audit firm, you know, so I don't know. This is a resolution that we're sending to ourselves. I mean, this is not, you know what I mean? We're resolving that we will, as a committee, do certain things, and it just seems to me that I don't know how we will have this out basically 2 months from now, because we don't even know if we have a copy of a request for a proposal.
This is great.
I heard Grace actually a second before Janet, so go ahead, Grace.
Okay. We're in a really dire situation regarding the audits. There's a lot of attention being brought to bear upon us to get these audits done. We need, if we're going to switch auditors for the 2016 audit, we should send an RFP out as soon as possible. In fact, I think sending it out by no later than May, the beginning of May, is actually too long. I mean, whatever we have to do to get the audits in shape, we're so delinquent, we have to do, even if it means having one audit committee meeting a week to get it accomplished. It can't be so difficult to figure out how to send out a boilerplate RFP and then to figure out where to send it to. It's not that much work. And I don't think we should be held to a one meeting a month a handicap when a lot of our future rides on getting these audits done, including our nonprofit status, possible CPB funding. The CPB has already been, monies have already been approved and are in the pipeline. I mean, future CPB grants may be curtailed by the Trump administration, but we have the possibility of getting between $800,000 and $1 million from the CPB if we can get our audits done quickly. So looking at that, I think we need to just push this forward and get it done. It's not that hard, and it's not impossible.
This is Dorothy. Can I get on or whatever?
We're at time, by the way.
Okay, at time. Anybody wish to extend?
Let me just say one thing. This is crazy.
No, let's get it.
I don't care anymore. Fine. It takes you 2 months to write one letter? Are you out of your minds? Are you crazy or what? I'm sitting here listening to this, and I think I've like died and gone to hell.
Point of order.
My God. Sorry.
You're the fever of the stuff.
Point of order, Nancy. Is that Nancy Sorden? Point of order.
Yeah, I was just asking if you could ask people to not speak out of turn, and I know everybody's frustrated, but please wait their turn.
I'm not frustrated yet. Thank you.
No, somebody just jumped in and started talking over top of Grace.
Okay, thank you, Nancy. So everybody, please try to be recognized before you continue. Somebody, I heard a voice. Somebody wanted to be on a stack?
Frank Lefebvre.
Well, Janet, I'm sorry, Frank Janet. Lefebvre. I was on
Janet,
the stack next.
This time is over. You get out of time for this. The item is over.
Who was yelling?
But I'd like to move to
who is yelling?
First, may
hold
I move
on.
To extend?
Hold on. Hold on. We have Janet, then Frank Lefebvre. Did somebody else want to speak? No,
yeah,
okay,
Sasha.
Janet. Okay,
well,
so
I think,
Janet, yeah. Frank, Sasha.
Right, but before I speak on this item, we need an extension, and I'd like to move first to extend. May I do that? And then.
Yes, I had asked for anybody wanted to extend. So
right.
Go ahead.
So I move to extend 5 minutes.
Okay. Any objections to extending 5 minutes?
I have a problem with that.
You have an objection with extending 5 minutes?
Yes, I think we've spent an entire too much time on this already. It's a simple matter. One could probably go online to Google and get some
samples
of how to make these requests. And I'm sorry.
Chair, point of order.
Okay, so there's an objection. What's the point of order?
Well, this a motion to extend is not debatable.
Right. So there's an objection.
Let's vote on it.
Yes, that's the next
item. I'm objecting to that motion. I'm objecting to that motion. And I'm trying to
tell
you.
Hold on. Thank you, Frank. We got that. And whoever that is.
Information.
Whoever else is jumping in without being recognized, I don't appreciate it. And we'll go to the vote on whether...
Sasha, with a point of information.
Okay, point of information.
I looked at my watch, and when I proposed 5 minutes, it was corrected to 10, and it was 20 after 7. It is now 25 after 7. We still
have
5 minutes.
That's right.
I wrote down 10:17, or is it 10:13? I think it's 17.
Well, so whatever, my watch...
And my watch is after 10:30.
Jesus. I don't think anybody recognized the next. Nancy said that. Tommy. We have 1 minute left by my clock. But let's vote to extend by another 5 minutes. Nancy Sabar and Aratomi.
Okay. To extend for 5 more minutes. KPFA Sasha Futran.
Yes.
Sasha, yes. Janet Coburn?
Yes.
Janet Coburn, yes. Ahmad, oh, he's not here. Jamie Gomez? Jamie?
Pass.
I'm here. Oh, pass. Okay, Jamie, pass. Grace Aaron? Grace? Are you muted?
No.
Grace, no. Okay, Dorothy Reich?
Oh.
No. William Heeragon from BAI.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Frank Lefevre from BAI.
No, hell no.
KPFT, Anisha Patel Adams. Anisha?
You're gone.
Myself, Nancy, I'm going to vote yes. And WPFW, Nancy Sorden.
Yes.
Nancy Sorden, yes. Okay, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes.
I see 5 yeses. Oh, pass, yes. That was, who passed? Jamie Gomez from KPFT.
Yeah, this is Jamie, no.
No, Jamie, no. Okay. Nobody else passed? All right. So we've got the yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4. Sasha, Janet, William.
I didn't hear.
Anisha. Name. I'm sorry. Anisha?
That's yes? Okay. I vote yes to extend.
Yes. Okay. So we have yes, Sasha, Janet, yes, William, Nanci, Saibara Naitomi, and Vinish Patel Adams. And 6 yes is Nancy Sorden. So there's 6 yes. And no is Jamie no, Grace no, Dorothy no, Frank no, 4. 6, 4. 6 yes, 4 no. Abstention passes.
Thank you. So did we have a stack? I lost track of it.
Janet.
Janet? Okay.
Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
What? Yeah, I just wanted to say that the 2015 audit is not complete. I don't know whether an audit firm would respond positively to an RFP when there's an outstanding audit. So I'm not quite sure how that would work, but I'm guessing that would be the case. It would be good if we knew when the 2015 audit was going to be complete. But anyway, I'm concerned about that. And yeah.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Nancy Sorden to the staff.
Nancy, go ahead, Nancy.
I wanted to. I don't know if I can. I withdraw my amendment and. Because I see the point, that's just part of the steps of getting to completing Grace's motion. And I'm wondering if we could, if I could amend it to say that, you know, we send out the RFP as soon as the 2015 audit is in its final stages of completion, like when the draft is ready or something like that.
Okay, this is William. I'd like to respond to that and to Janet's first comment on this idea. I don't think we can wait until the 2015 is finished. I don't agree with Grace's date, but I agree we need to move now. We can't send out RFPs the day after the 2015 audit is finished because who knows how many we're going to get back and when they'd be ready to start. If we send out 10 and we get 6 people answer, would they be ready to start the next week? I don't think so. Not most accounting firms. We need to get this moving. So I would make a substitute amendment that Grace, the one word in Grace's, since Grace's says by no later than May 2017, I just say, fine. If we could do it by May 2017, great. But I would just change May to June. And if we're done in May, we send it out. Mm-hmm. That's my substitute motion. Any discussion on that substitute motion?
This is Grace.
All right, Grace.
Can I say something? Okay.
Sure.
Can we just compromise and say mid-May? Just add mid before May.
No.
Well, I'm proposing June, or it says no later than. So if we're ready in April, we can send it in April. You know, but if we're ready in May, fine. If we're not, we've given ourselves a little time. I don't think things are necessarily happening quickly. I'd be very happy if we were done in May, but I don't think we'll make it. So that's why my substitute is to just change May to June. And if there's any further discussion?
Sasha,
okay,
for the
so we have substitute motion, which would then do away with the Nancy Sorden's amendment. But if the substitute motion fails, then we'd go to Nancy Sorden's amendment, which I haven't seen in writing yet. But I think she can't. She's not at a computer. So we'd have to...
I withdraw my amendment.
So Nancy Sorden has no amendments. Any objection to Nancy Sorden withdrawing her amendments? Hearing none, such amendments are withdrawn. And now we have a substitute motion to vote on, which is basically, I'm not going to send it in. It's changing one word in Grace's motion to from May to June. Okay. Any objections to changing the wording from the word May to June in the phrase
yes.
No later than May or June?
I object. Lefevre objects.
Dorothy
likes.
Okay.
It's entirely
true.
Dorothy objects
also.
Thank you. Nancy Sabarino, Naratomi, could you take a vote on this, changing the word May to June? There's a substitute motion.
Trying to sabotage the station.
I can't. Right. Who is that? Somebody talking to me? No, Nancy Sabarin-Aratomi, could you take a vote on this? No, I don't hear Nancy.
Maybe she quit.
Okay, I'll take the roll on this. Maybe Nancy will catch up with us. Okay, this is to change May to June in Grace's motion. And we have Sasha.
Yes.
Sasha, yes. Janet Cobran.
Yes.
Janet Cobran, yes. Ahmad Anderson, I don't think is here. Grace Aaron.
No.
No for Grace Aaron. Jonathan Alexander, I don't think is here. Dorothy Wright.
No.
No for Dorothy Wright. Jamie Gomez.
No.
No for Jamie Gomez. Wesley Bethune may not be here. Denisha Patel-Adams.
Yes.
Nancy Sibara-Naratomi, did you get back with us?
Yeah, I got knocked off. I'm sorry. I think I knocked myself
okay.
off. I'm sorry.
We're voting on, I had making a substitute motion to just change the word in Grace's motion from May to June. So it would read no later than June 2017. Yes or
June
no?
Is the deadline. June is the deadline.
No later than yes. June, no later than May.
The 1st, June 2nd, June 30th, June what?
June 1st?
June.
The month of June. The month of June.
30 days in June.
I'm changing one word. That's it. Thank you. Nancy Sabarin-Aratomi.
So June 30th, right, Frank?
Dorothy, learn some decorum.
Nancy Sabarin-Aratomi, your vote?
Okay, yes.
Thank you.
Oh, nice when Dorothy's in this meeting.
William votes, that's William Hairwagon, that's me, I vote yes. Frank Lefevre?
No.
Frank Lefevre votes no. Okay, let's see, then I'm down to, I don't think Ron Pinchback is here. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And I don't think I missed anybody, except people that I think are absent. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yes, and 1, 2, 3, 4, no is my count. So that substitute motion passes. Now we have to technically, unfortunately, vote on the same motion as the main motion. So we're just repeating the vote. If anybody wants to change their vote, they're welcome to. This is
Nancy Stewarden, request for information.
Yes, Nancy.
Can we further amend this motion to add more specifics, like who's going to do it? And is this a recommendation to the PMB? What can we add?
No, this,
we
is just have to go this is just what we're trying to do. And I and now we're voting on it as the main motion, so I don't think it can be amended at this point.
So, I mean, does it mean that the audit committee will send out these RFPs?
Right. The audit committee does this. This is nothing. This is not for the PNB. This is something we
okay.
do.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Point of information. Who's going to write the letter? The whole committee?
Who's that?
Dorothy.
Yes, Dorothy. Who's going to write it? The whole committee? Yes,
well, I'm just asking.
Yeah, the committee will approve it. Nancy said...
Who's going to write it?
We don't know yet.
Will you wait, please? Nancy Sabaranara told me...
I'll call her, bro.
A draft from... not a draft. The actual RFP that went out last time. If she can't find it, she's going to see if somebody else has it that was on the committee at that time. And then we'll review it. And if we want to modify it, we will.
Well, the
way it is.
Hang on a sec. Let me just say something, okay? Because this is getting very, very crazy. We need to get a committee of three or four people to work between our big meetings and get this letter written and bring it back to us at our next meeting, and we can approve it. This is crazy. I'm sorry. Yeah, maybe because I have fever, I'm a little impatient. But this doesn't make any sense to me. I've been in a lot of meetings in my life. I've never seen anything like this in my whole entire life. Where 12 people want to write one letter. You can't do it. Assign Grace, assign Nancy, assign Frank, assign me, assign all four of us, whatever you do. But you got to get this letter written.
Thank you. Nancy Sabaranara, tell me, could you take the vote on this as the main motion?
As the main motion, okay. From changing
main motion,
from major.
But now it's as the main motion.
Okay,
once
as the main motion.
Was approved.
With the substitute of June. Okay. KPFA, Sasha Futran?
Yes.
Yes. Sasha. Janet Coburn?
Yes.
Janet, yes. KPFK, Jamie Gomez?
Jamie? Passing Grace's motion for me.
Grace Aaron?
This is June. The substitute motion just becomes the main motion.
So why are we voting on this? Just to waste more time.
Thank you. Nancy, continue.
Grace Aaron, how do you vote?
I abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Grace abstain. Dorothy Rake?
I vote yes on Grace's motion.
No, yes. My motion's not on the floor.
What's on the floor?
No, it isn't.
Nothing.
The substitute motion is on the
floor. We voted on it already.
We voted on the substitute from May to June, and now we're
okay. Can the chair please clarify?
Yes. At least the second time, probably the third time. Technically, the substitute motion has passed. Now it becomes the main motion, and technically, according to Robert's rules, we have to vote on it again. The
That's
same motion.
Not to follow Robert's rules exactly.
Oh,
Jesus. Nancy, please, you're trying to get the vote from Dorothy on June.
No.
Dorothy voted yes.
No.
Voted no? Okay, change. Okay, Dorothy, no. All right, William Heerwagon?
Yes.
William votes yes. Frank Lefevre?
No.
Frank votes no.
No.
Okay. I got to know. Okay. Venetia Patel Adams?
Yes.
Venetia? Yes. Okay, Venetia votes yes. Nancy Sabar and I telling myself I vote yes. And next is Nancy Stewarden.
Yes.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Nancy, yes. That's one. Nancy, yes. That's two. Misha, Nancy, three. Okay. William Heerwagon, Nancy, four. Yes.
You had a pass. You had a pass.
Oh, I have a pass. Yeah. Jamie Gomez.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay.
Abstain.
Okay, four, and then five, Janet, and six, Sasha. So six yes, and no is Dorothy, no. Frank, no. Two no's, and one abstention. So motion passes.
Two abstentions.
Oh, that's right. Thank you, Jamie. Two abstentions. So thank you.
All right, so this is Dorothy. Can I make a motion, or is that totally out of line?
Let's see, this motion.
How are we? We're out of time.
Oh, good.
We're out of time for this item, and do we have another item? Let's see.
Chair, point of order, Janet.
Janet?
The meeting is supposed to end, or was supposed to end, at, 10:30, and it's after that?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Who was that moved to adjourn?
Dorothy.
Dorothy? Okay. Any objection to adjourning? Hearing no
you don't need a second.
I object.
Oh, be with. I'm going to assume that you are muted and you object, so now we take a vote on adjourning.
Well, Nancy Sabarin,
Tony. Say, excuse me? Somebody say something?
Yeah, Frank and Dorothy don't want to adjourn.
I do. Oh, yeah, I do.
I'm a joke, Dorothy, a joke.
Okay.
This whole meeting's a joke.
Oh,
somebody objected. Who objected?
I don't know. Somebody who has nothing else to do tonight. Doesn't have fever.
Are there any objections to adjourning?
Yes, this is Patel Adams. I object.
Okay.
I think we can probably get a few more things done tonight.
Okay, so then we go to a vote, and my understanding is that would be a majority vote,
mm-hmm.
No two-thirds required or anything that I know of. So Nancy Sabarin-Aratomi, could you take a vote on adjourning?
Okay. Oh, I cannot ask a question?
Sure.
I'd like to know what's left.
But this question.
Yeah, what is... I can't find my notes, but what's left on the agenda?
Chair, Janet, point of order.
The motion on the floor here.
Yeah, point of order.
Janet?
Go ahead, Janet.
Well, the motion to adjourn is not debatable. Even
on the floor.
Thank you, Janet. We're not debating it. She asked the question, which I don't think is debate. On what's left. What's left is the purpose of the audit committee and if we wanted to discuss national fundraising. That's what's left. But now, so that's not the debate. That was just an answer to a question. Now we're going to go to the
Thank
vote
you.
On adjourning. Baron Aratomi.
Okay. I don't remember as. Okay. All right. KPFA, Sasha Futran, how do you vote? On adjourn.
To adjourn, yes.
Adjourn, yes. Okay, is it a yes to adjourn?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes to adjourn.
Janet,
yes.
Okay, Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Janet?
You ready to adjourn?
Yes, I vote yes.
Yes. Oh,
Janet.
Yes. Okay. Jamie Gomez.
Yes.
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 Yes. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Grace votes yes. And Dorothy?
Yes. My motion.
Dorothy votes yes. William Heerwagen?
Abstain.
Okay. Frank McKeever?
Yes, of course, yes.
Frank, I'm in love with you.
Okay. Frank, yes. Venetia Patel Adams? Venetia, are you muted? I don't hear you, Venetia. Okay. Nancy Sabarinati told me I'm going to abstain. Nancy Sorden?
No.
No. Venetia, are you there? I can't hear Venetia. Something happened. Okay. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yes. That's Sasha, Janet, Jamie, Grace, Dorothy, Frank. Okay. And then we have two abstentions. William and Nancy, and we have one no, Nancy Sorden.
So the motion for adjourn passes.
Sorry.
Thank you very much. Have a great evening.
Grace and Frank, I think we ought to get together and write a letter, so we should exchange our... Grace, can you send an email to us?